This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A crime in the UK has taken on potentially global implications. A Labour member of the British Parliament, Joe Cox, representing Leeds in northern England, was stabbed, shot and killed today after attending a meeting of local voters in a library. A suspect is in custody and police are investigating reports that the attacker shouted "Britain first," a possible reference to a far-right political party. And Ms. Cox's endorsement of loosening Syrian refugee restrictions, or even a reference to the tense upcoming referendum on Britain's membership in the European Union.
It is entirely appropriate that all campaigning for the referendum has been suspended. All of us are united in our deep sadness at the loss of one of our brightest and most popular Westminster colleagues.
That's UK Home Secretary Theresa May speaking to reporters. Joe Cox was 41 years old, a mother of two, and well-known in her community. Joining me now is Shabir Pandor, a member of the local Labour Party in Leeds.
It's a sad loss for the whole of Battling Spen, which is the constituency where she's an MP. Because of her drive and her passion and her skills and what she wanted to do, not just for the local area, but for the poor parts of the world, for international development, I think the world is a lot poorer place for the sad loss of Jo Cox. I personally knew her. I know her husband, Brendan, a fantastic guy who also works in the charity sector. She's got two beautiful young children, a boy and a girl. I know her mum and dad. I met her sister. She went to the local grammar school. She was born and brought up in my constituency where I am a local councillor. I got to know Jo over the last couple of years, and she had a tremendous personality. She was like a magnet. She would draw people out, and she'd make them feel welcome. She'd make them feel loved, and she'd make them feel warm.
Shabir, she's really become a rising star in the Labour Party, and sadly, that will no longer be the case. But she's also been, as you've described, a champion of the South Asian constituents in that part of England, and really taking a leadership role on a variety of global issues, wouldn't you say?
She was a champion for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're Asian, it doesn't matter if you're English, it doesn't matter if you're male, female, white, black. It doesn't matter where you came from. She has this ability to actually engage with anybody. You know, she won by a massive majority, 6,000 votes. She was a fantastic person. She was somebody who I greatly admired. I'm genuinely, you know, saddened. You know, I'm in a state of shock. I'm numb. Sometimes I feel like it's not happening. So if I feel like that, you know, God knows how many other people who are feeling the same way I do. She was a massive personality that could have changed not just the local area, not just the national scene, but I strongly believe she's actually made a massive impact internationally as well.
Shabir Pandor, a member of the local Labour Party, describing the shock and numbness in the constituency of Leeds, where Joe Cox was shot and killed today, a Labour member of Parliament.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.